This is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse. The holiday time can indeed be stressful, and it's good perhaps to take some time out and read something a little lighthearted. I've brought a selection from an essay in Muse 13. This is by a writer from Rochester, New York, Melissa F. Feederson. It's called Future Grandma, Green is Grief. It's a wonderfully lighthearted essay about the generations as a new baby comes into the family. Future Grandma, Green is Grief. If your mother seems neurotic around the baby, blurting out opinions that you must follow lest the baby suffer a terrible fate, perhaps ending up like, God forbid, the man you married, or if she seems to preempt your every move and every thought, try to look beyond the irritation and feel the love that pulses within her anxiety, like the little cardiac muscle that twitched within the gray clouds of your ultrasound. Take comfort in her. Take pity on her. Take that date night with your husband she insists upon. If you really want to scream every time she worries that the baby will be too cold, try planting a seed of worry that perhaps the baby is too hot. Remind her how overheated buildings are in the winter and how frigid they can be in the summer. Eventually, she will see that you can worry as skillfully as she can, that she has taught you well. This will make both of you proud. When your in-laws do the very things that surely doomed your husband to his terrible fate, such as making the baby laugh while he's eating or flipping the baby upside down after he's done eating, you might blurt out something that will make them scowl and say to each other, "She's just like her mother." And though they don't mean it as such, you will regard it as a tremendous compliment. You just might start acting sweet to them. Acting sweet to your in-laws will surely irritate your mother.